Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa is going to be updating us on the year-end review of disease monitoring reports that are done by SHIC on a monthly basis.
As 2025 comes to a close, many will review the challenges and events that have occurred throughout the year and reflect on what can we learn from those challenges to be better prepared in the future. Our industry faces many disease threats, both from within the U.S., but also abroad, and it's always good to know there are tools and resources that can make monitoring and management of those threats not so intimidating. The Swine Health Information Center was formed because of an unexpected disease event caused by porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And after that outbreak had waned, it was needed to be able to monitor for diseases to give us the opportunity to rapidly respond and reduce the impact of those diseases. Some SHIC-funded programs for domestic disease include the Swine Disease Reporting System and the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project. Both really assess and evaluate domestic diseases that are occurring in the U.S. The goal is to identify any changes in disease trends that occur that could give us an indication that there's an emerging problem coming. And this can include a change in the frequency of detection or the number of times it's detected, the location where disease is occurring, and even animal age. And a lot of this sometimes may even help us identify a new pathogen. What we noticed for 2025, PERS, unfortunately, has been one of the primary pathogens that we continue to see as a challenge. Several things have occurred. The lineage L1C.5 continues to be the primary strain we see, and it's much more aggressive than we see in other strains from years past. We're also looking at the added information that helps us understand what the variants that we're seeing are doing, both the times that they're covered in farms, how many farms are involved, and what variants. And this is found under the Variants Under Monitoring Project out of the University of Minnesota. Also new for 2025 is the addition of E. coli genotyping information. This is important because it helps us to identify and track changes with this enteric bacteria. And it also can help provide a way for veterinarians to look at potential ways to mitigate, whether it's through vaccine or even through antibiotics. As we also look at the global disease reporting, we've noticed a lot of activity across the globe. Some of those include foot and mouth disease detection that has not been identified in decades, and that occurred for the first time in Germany in quite some time. But unfortunately, it also spread to Hungary and Slovakia, and those countries really had to focus on biosecurity and adherence to their government programs to be able to remove the virus from their herds. New World screwworm has also been recently identified closer to the U.S. It was identified in 2024, but we've seen its incursion continue northward to be within 70 miles of the U.S. border. And while the U.S. does not have the fly infestation, it is very important to continue to monitor. And lastly, African swine fever continues to be active across Europe, with most recent outbreaks in Spain that has not seen this virus in decades. Again, very concerning because some of this is thought to be human-mediated transfer, meaning something that we as people did to potentially transmit that virus from one location to another. As we look at the year, disease monitoring and surveillance is critical to be able to inform us of what's going on outside our borders, but also what's happening internal to the U.S. Because if we know what's going on, we can better respond, be able to mitigate, and hopefully reduce the impacts of those diseases. So monitoring and surveillance is a key part of our swine mission. And as such, from the staff at SHIC, we wish you the best for 2026 and look forward to continuing to protect the health of your pigs. Have a happy new year.